tourism is really suffering in regions outside Dublin. And that also would deal with the issues raised by many of our colleagues, because it would separate the very profitable businesses from those who are struggling. So what I'm saying, Minister, is the EU is no barrier. We have an EU reduced VAT rate directive, which allows for this very situation. We see it applied in Italy, in Hungary, in Latvia, Lithuania, Malta and Romania. And we see it applied in Portugal, a country where tourism is an integral part of its economy. This helps to support tourism in more peripheral areas, while our, let's say, our capital Dublin, it has much greater opportunity to host major events, national and international, whether it's concerts, sporting events, etc. In fact, Minister, half of Sligo will be in Croke Park next Sunday to support the Black and White, because Dublin has those venues and those opportunities to host all these national and international events. But we can see how the further reduced VAT rate is working in other EU countries. And at the very least, we need to look at a pilot programme, let's say for 1 to 2 years, where we would have a lower VAT rate on hospitality businesses. And the North West would be an ideal location to look at that, Minister, to see how it works out. Because first of all, it is by definition rural and peripheral, but crucially, it's beside the border with Northern Ireland. And a lowering of the VAT rate would be hugely significant in equalising the cost between running a business north and south of the border and giving those businesses a real chance of survival.